and I put the candles and I. But I don't make kugel, I don't make chant, and I don't make. But when I myself, I travel to Santiago, Chile. I have a shtickle job there, and many times I did myself a Shabbos. So I make my own Shabbos, even though I'm invited. They're very, very wonderful people there, but I enjoy to make my own Shabbos. I once made my own challis. It's a whole story. Mamash am moifus. When did I do my challis? I decided to make my own challis. I just didn't know how much yeast you're supposed to put in. The kids said, once the mess was... After the fourth try, it came a mamash am moifus. One of the neighbors, young lad, knocked on the door and brought me three fresh challis. Don't I know how to make challis? You see what a good job I did? You know that establish. You put it over here, that Hashem brings it over here. The kids are, I make myself, but I chant happens to be very good, by the way. And there's a medrash. The medrash says, I don't want to go into explain the medrash, it's a very, very interesting medrash. The medrash says that Sheishanim, it's a much like medrash, Sheishanim means roses. Sheishanim le'nivru ela ma Sheishana hazu. Le'nivru ela b'shashabos es yem toivim. Just like this Shoshana. These roses were created just for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Therefore, the Jewish people are also like this, like the Shoshana. Obviously, there was a custom to put roses in the house on Shabbos. Now, really, I understand from the way the Medrash explained over there that the union of roses was for a good smell. That was the union of roses. But sometimes I tried to buy myself a few roses for Shabbos. I found up some Medrash roses for Shabbos. So I went to the store, to the flower store. I saw beautiful roses, beautiful roses. I didn't see, no, they wasn't there, but I asked the lady, I don't know Spanish, she says, Esa rosa, rosa, esa rosa, you have roses? She says, yeah, I have roses. And she showed me the roses, beautiful roses. And then she asked me a stunning question. Now, I think you should try to appreciate the problem I was in. A stunning question. She says, quanta, how many? And here, I was mamash stunned. Because I know that a chosn buys a kala a dozen roses. Now, why roses for Hashem? Look for it, Hashem. Should I buy 2 dozen roses? Should I buy the whole store? How many roses should you buy for Hashem? I said tres. I said three. Why three? I brought me for the eggs. You can't be eggs. You can't be eggs. You'll start making desserts for Shabbos, you won't be eggs. But you should know who you're preparing for. You can't be yitzah. Don't buy 2 dozen roses. Buy a rose or two. You can't be yitzah, but you should know. We should know who we're preparing for. This is Hashem's su'ud. This is Hashem's home. And when you sit by a Shabbos tish, and I always say this to the Bacham of the Yeshiva, I say, you know, when you sit by a Shabbos tish, I try to be good on a Shabbos tish, I'll tell you the truth. I myself, Baruch Hashem, have my children, I try to be good by a Shabbos dish, but you know, sometimes you jam a line a little bit, and sometimes, you know what I'm best? You know what I'm best? When I'm a guest. What should I do? When I'm a guest, you invite me to your house, any of you, you'll see a malach. I sit nicely. And you say, sing zmiris, I'll sing zmiris. You say, divrei Torah, I say divrei Torah. When you're a guest in someone's house, then you have to be a mensch. On Shabbos, we are guests. This is not our home. Shabbos, we're a guest in the Beis HaMikdash. This is Hashem's home. We say, Dohi Suda Seder Chakot Tepuchim Tradition. This is the Suda of Hashem. Dohi Suda Seder Zer Anpin. We are Hashem's guests. We put on Big Day Kahuna because we are Hashem's waiters also at the same time. We are the Kohenim of Hashem's home. We lit Hashem's menorah. Hashem gave us money. We prepared for Hashem's Su'ud. And when we sit and we are guests in Hashem's home, that's what a Shabbos dish is. That's what a Shabbos dish is. Now, let me for a moment come back to my subject. What exactly do we do on Shabbos? How do we get appreciation for Shabbos? And the answer is as follows. Every Yom Tov has a way to generate Kedusha and appreciation and feeling. On Pesach, eat matzah. Matzah is called in Lashon HaZohar Kodesh Nama Da'asvosa Nama De Mehemnusa. The bread of the moon. When you munch on those matzahs, it brings you emunah. You absorb kedusha through the matzahs. When you hear that shofar, You don't know, but it penetrates into your neshama. Kisei hakovod. On Yom Kippur, the tzoyim, the tainus, gives you kedusha. On Sukkah, you are engulfed in dveikus. But these are kelim, these are utensils to generate kedusha. Shabbos Kodesh, there is no way that we can generate kedusha. Shabbos Kodesh is called, in the language of Chazal, Matona Toiva Yeshli Beis Gnozai V'Shabbos Shmoy. I will, with your permission, I will elaborate just one moment on this idea. Let me just try to elaborate with a side in, so you should appreciate what I'm trying to bring out. Someone once asked me a kasha, and I think the ladies will appreciate this vartira also. Someone once asked me a kasha. The Rambam says that a Navi has to be, the Rambam describes what a Navi, a prophet, is. He has to be a Chochem Gadol. He has to be a Gibor. The Rambam says that he's Mizgaber al Yitzroy, and he never does an Aver. He has to be Sholeim Begufo. He has to be complete in his body. He should not have any flaw. So this gentleman asked me, Bilam was a Navi. Bilam was not Mizgaber al Yitzroy. We all know what Bilam was about, Taiva. And Bilam was not Sholeim Begufo. He was blind in one eye. He was blind and he was lame. So how could Bilam be a Navi? This was the question that someone posed to me. Now I think the answer is as follows. When the Rambam describes the kli for nevuah, the utensil to receive nevuah, and the Rambam says, if you're going to be a utensil to receive nevuah, you have to be such a tzaddik, you have to be such a sholem, you have to be such a completeness. Bilam's nevuah, as we know Chazal tell us, Bilam's nevuah was in a parallel to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, Chazal tell us, Lekom Novi be Yisrael ke Moshe, Avol be'umo Yisraelam kom zu Bilam. Now Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah, what utensil do you have to be? What preparation do you need for Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah? And the answer is, there is no preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah is peh el peh adarboy. Hashem Yisborach speaks to him with the greatness, with the closeness of Moshe Rabbeinu. There is no preparation for Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah. This comes purely from Hashem's side. And if Hashem could talk to Moshe, Hashem could talk to Bilam. You follow what I'm saying? When we have to receive Kedusha, we have to do something to generate Kedusha. When Hashem gives us Kedusha. Now Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, who keeps Shabbos? You know who keeps Shabbos? Chazal said that someone once asked one of Tanoim, how do you know today is Shabbos? He says, Nahar Sambatyon Yechiach. There was a Nahar Sambatyon which all through the week it generates rocks and stones. Shabbos is still. Here you see that Nahar Sambatyon, today is Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Kever Avicho Yechiach. This was a Roman emperor, and his father Yamach Shemoy, when the moment he died, there was a smoke coming up from his kever. He was one of those terrible people that Hashem advertised in the world that he is in Gehenna, he's smoke coming up. On a Shabbos, the smoke stopped. So the question is, does Nahar Sambatyon keep Pesach? Does Nahar Sambatyon eat matzah? Does Nahar Sambatyon wear tefillin? Why Shabbos? And that's the answer. Because every mitzvah of the Torah comes from our side. We put on tefillin, we blow shofar, we eat matzah, we create Yom Tov, as we say, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. If Bezin would not make Kiddush HaChodesh, there would be no Yom Tov. That's what the Ritva says. I think the men know this. The Ritva says there was once a gzera. There was once a decree that Romans said the Jewish people should not fast Yom Kippur. And what did Chazal do? At that moment, they didn't gather. They were not Mekadosh HaChodesh, and there was no Yom Kippur that year. There was no Yom Kippur. That's the Ritva's Shita on the Gemara over there. There's no Sukkot either. It's a little bothering. But there was no Yom Kippur that year. Yom Tov we create, Rosh Hashanah we create, Tefillin we create. Shabbos, Hashem gives us Shabbos. So you know who feels Shabbos? Everybody feels Shabbos. Nahar Sambatim feels Shabbos. The sun feels the Shabbos. The birds feel the Shabbos. Shabbos comes from Hashem. What do we have to do to appreciate Shabbos? Just one mitzvah. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Because if Hashem gives you Shabbos, and you stick your head into that schmutz, into that Time magazine, if you stick your head into that shtusim, that lashon hara, that gossip, then you lose the Shabbos. So what am I supposed to do? Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Shomar es HaShabbos. Be careful not to be metame the Shabbos. Don't lose the Shabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. But how do I get Kiddush Shabbos? You don't have to get Kiddush Shabbos. Hashem will give you Kiddush Shabbos. So what do we do on Shabbos? 24 hours of Shabbos, know that it's Shabbos. What does it mean, know that it's Shabbos? Know that you're with Hashem. Know that this is, you know what Shabbos is? Shabbos is a Shemone Esrei. We ask the question, why are we in prison in Shabbos? I once heard this question from a Chiloni. He said, Shabbat's a Betzor. But Shabbat's a Betzor. You know what else is a Betzor? Shemone Esrei. You ever see a Betzor like Shemone Esrei? You can't move. You can't move. You're locked in with Hashem. You know what else is a Betzor? A Yichud Tzimun. You ever see after a Chasana? Chasan Kala? Locked in? For 5 minutes, locked in. The Kala can't run away. If she wants to run away, let her run away. Let her run away. Let her bang out and go out. But if she wants to stay there, she's not locked in. It's Yichud. Shabbos is Yichud. Shabbos is a Yichud sin. Shabbos, we Hashem is Baruch. And as we mentioned before, we tell the Malachim, with all due respect to you, please leave the room. We are with Hashem. And therefore Shabbos is halacha of privacy. The first thing on Shabbos is kol malachtei asuyah. Kol malachtei asuyah. Don't think about your business in Shabbos. Imagine a chassid walking to Yichud Tzibah, the first thing he says to the kala, he says, kala, who's going to pay for this wedding? Beautiful, but not now. My dear husband, the time will come, we'll worry together, but not now. Not now. Who's going to pay for this wedding? Rebbeinu Shlomo, who's going to pay for this suda? Not now. This is a Shabbos Suda. This is a Shabbos Suda. Shabbos Kodesh is a time of privacy. On Shabbos Kodesh, we sit with Hashem. On Shabbos Kodesh, we know that this is Hashem's day. And what do? We eat and enjoy Hashem's Suda. And we talk Divrei Torah because Divrei Torah means to talk to Hashem. And what else do? We do nothing. We just remember that Shabbos Kodesh is Hashem's day. That's what Shabbos is. Zochar es Yom HaShabbos. And when we remember Shabbos, you'll see how Hashem will give us Kedusha, appreciation, greatness. Why is there a halacha of Sholem on Shabbos? Sholem bias. Why is there such a halacha of Sholem bias on Shabbos? Now, It's as simple as anything. You know what makes what does Sholem bias mean? Every human being is an individual. You have a man and a wife. He comes from his background. She comes from her background. They get together in the house, and there is a struggle for power. He says, and rightfully so, this is what should be. He sees it with his eyes. And she says the same thing. This is what should be. When Reuven is Reuven and Rachel is Rachel, then there's no Sholem Bayis. On Shabbos Kodesh, did you ever see, I don't know how to describe it to you, Shraga Batira Mayahanale. If you take two candles and they're fighting who's more bright, when you take them out to the sun, the fight stops. Because there's no Reuven and there's no Rachel, there's Hashem. On Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem dominates everything. On Shabbos Kodesh, we lose our identity. We are melted in Hashem's Kedusha. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. We sit on Hashem's table. We serve on Hashem's table. We're Hashem's guests. Usually, man or wife don't fight when they're guests, unless it's very, very serious. You know why? Because in the presence of a host, so we have the Derech Eretz, we become bottled. We take, you know, so we take low key. When we're at home, I'm the balabas, and she says, I'm the balabas. But when you're a guest in someone's house, He says, you know, I'm at the balabas, and she says, I'm at the balabas. So they get together. And that's why Shabbos is the mitzvah of Shom. On Shabbos, he's not the balabas, and she's not the balabas. Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem is the balabas. This is Hashem's home. And here now at Hashem's table, imagine, you have guests, and all of a sudden, something comes out, and it's not the way he wants it. it's not my table, it's not my house, it's not my desk. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. Now, in Shabbos Kodesh, there's a very special halacha, which you don't find in any mitzvah. And there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos, to receive Shabbos. Now, we don't find Kabbalah Yom Tov, you don't find Kabbalah Mezuzah, you don't find Kabbalah Shofar, you don't find Kabbalah Matzah. Why is there a mitzvah of Kabbalah Shabbos? Now, in Kabbalah Shabbos, there's three halachas. The Brisker Rebbe has a beautiful Torah that he says that the three halachas of Shabbos, we find the exact parallel in the three halachas, the three parts of Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina by Matan Torah. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Hinni bo alecha ba'av ha'onam, I will come to you. Bavor yishma ha'on bedabri imach. The people should hear as I'm talking to you." And the Torah continues, "Vayoshav Moshe es divrei ha'om el Hashem." And Moshe told Hashem what the people said. The people answered on this commandment. Hashem said, the people will listen, will hear, Am Yisrael will listen as I talk to you. And Chazal say, it doesn't say what Am Yisrael said. And Rashi brings it on the spot, Am Yisrael said, no, we're not willing. We're not willing to sit on the side and hear how Hashem talks to you. Ritzoneinu lirois es malkein. We want to receive our king. Ritzoneinu lirois es malkein. Kabbalas pnei hashchina. And the Torah continues, Vayomer Hashem, Hashem to Moshe, Hayu nechoinim b'yom hashlishi, be prepared for the third day, v'chibsu esim loisam. And the Brisker Rebbe learns, according to the Gemara, that there was three halachas which were advanced, which were mischadish now in Kabbalah Pnei Hashchin. Since you're going to receive Hashem, three halachas. Halacha number one, v'chibsu esim loisam, beautiful clothes. Tell the Jewish people, if you want to receive Hashem, you have to get dressed nicely. In the most beautiful clothes. The second halacha was, Heyu nechoinim b'yom hashlish. When Hashem comes, be prepared. What should you do? Wait for Hashem. Like a great king comes, or a good guest comes, sit and wait. He shouldn't walk into your house when you're busy. Heyu nechoinim b'yom hashlish. And the third halacha was, Vayoytse Moshe es ta'om nikras elokim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Jewish people to Hashem, kechosn hayoytze lekras hakala, that just like today in our world we don't have this. The son that once saw a bitzchak kutner under a chuppah, that he told the chosn when the kala was walking down the aisle, he told the chosn to walk a few steps ahead. Kechosn hayoytze lekras hakala. But the simple explanation of chosn hayoytze lekras hakala means, in previous generations, the chosn, let's say, lived in a shtetl, let's say, called Pinsk, and the kala lived in a shtetl called Minsk. And when the kala would come with a father and a mother and all them whole mishpacha, and they were coming with the wagon, and they, let's say, they were 3 miles out of the town before they arrived, the chosn would go out with his chariot. Kuchosn hayetzi likras kala. And there's a halacha of boyu v'neitze likras kala. There was a special halacha to go and mekabel pnei hashchina. And the Brisker Rebbe says, these are three halachas in Shabbos. The first halacha of Shabbos is, when we're receiving Shabbos, you should be dressed in your beautiful clothes. And this halacha lemaisa, for the men, it's not that important to talk about. For the women, it's very important. Many times, a housewife is so busy during the day, when it comes to halachas neri, she puts on a robe, and when it comes to the Shabbos Suda, so she dresses nicely for the Shabbos Suda, this is wrong. When Shabbos Kodesh comes in, talking about halachas neri, you're supposed to be dressed for Shabbos. We don't dress up for our families sitting by a Shabbos table. Shabbos Kodesh is a special halacha of big day Shabbos for Kodesh Hashem. And Hashem arrives at Lukas Neir. Hashem arrives Shabbos Kodesh when we light candles. The second halacha is, this is especially for men, when Shabbos Kodesh arrives, not to be busy. Not to be busy. If you're in shul, it's very good. Don't be busy. Those last minute preparations, many times some, especially Lithuanian men, they daven early, an early mincha, let's say at 1:30, daven early mincha, and when it comes to Kabbalah Shabbos, the last minute, and after the shkir, it's through angle of mukhis. That's neged halacha. When Shabbos Kodesh, you're supposed to wait for Shabbos Kodesh. It's a halacha, just like when Kabbalah's Pnei HaShchina, Shlo Yikones, the Rambam, these are the words of the Rambam, Shlo Yikones HaShabbos V'hu Einoi Ponu. The Shabbos should not come in and he is not ponu. He shouldn't be busy. And the third halacha of Shabbos is, V'yotzei Ta'om L'kras Elokim, T'boi V'netzei L'kras Kala, which for many simple reasons, especially in our generation, we don't do, because you go out to the street, you're not going to find Shabbos in the street. So we find Shabbos in our homes. There's halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos. Now why is there halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos? Why that the Kabbalah Shabbos? The answer is, now, every mitzvah, and I don't, Hashem should help me, I should express myself the way I should. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah of Hashem. But there are two kinds of mitzvahs. Let us take the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Sholosh Pa'omim Bashona Yeroe Kol Zechurcho Es Pnei Hashem Elokech Bamok Mashal Yuchho. There was a mitzvah of Kabbalah's Pnei HaShchina, Re'iyah's Pnei HaBayis, three times a year on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. Now, when you pick up a piece of matzah, you are being misasik in with a piece of matzah, which is a mitzvah of Hashem. When you are going to Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah is not a mitzvah of Hashem, but you are receiving Pnei Hashem. This is a personal contact with Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh, the mitzvah of Shabbos Kodesh is personal. This is the mitzvah that we are commanded to find a personal shaychus with our Kodesh Baruch Hu, with our Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. When we receive Shabbos, we are receiving Pnei HaShchina. We say Bo Yichala, if you'll open up a Mefarish. One Mefarish will say, Chala is Shabbos, is called Kala. One Mefarish will say, the Shechina is called Kala. I can't explain it now, the time doesn't allow, it's one and the same. Because Shabbos is Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. Now, when you have a mitzvah, imagine one of us was very, very busy, and we didn't have time to buy matzahs. It comes Pesach night, and we finish saying, you finish davening, you finish aleinu. We realize we have no matzahs in the house. It's very embarrassing. We have to go to a neighbor and knock on the door and say, Rabbi Uncle, would you happen to have a few matzahs? Since Oive, you forgot to take off challah? No, I forgot to buy matzahs. He's plotting from left. It's a joke. It's a joke, but it's not insulting. The matzahs that you bring in the house aren't insulted that you didn't buy them before Shabbos. But imagine, you say that your parents come to you for Shabbos, and they told you we're going to come Thursday afternoon, we're getting off the train, on 6 o'clock, we're taking the 6 o'clock, it arrives in New York at 6 o'clock, and imagine they come, no one, they call you up and say, oi, I forgot all about it. That's an insult. It's a personal insult. What did you forgot all about it? It's a personal insult. And you come running, huffing and puffing, to that about. Thank you very much for your huffing, your puffing, but it's a personal insult. Imagine you, Shabbos Kodesh comes walking to our house. We're busy. Yeah, hi. Like, imagine your tati mommy calling for Shabbos. They walk out the car, bang on the door. Hello, anybody home? Hi, mom. We'll see you tonight by the Shabbos table. Say hello. Give a kiss. When Shabbos comes in, the Jewish people say, Shir Hashirim Asher L'Shlomo Yishalteini Min Hashikos Pi. A beautiful guest comes, it's personal. And the first thing you do is give a kiss. When your parents come for Shabbos, even before Shabbos, you give a kiss. It's personal. Kabbalah Shabbos is personal. Personal to Hashem. And when Shabbos comes in, Yishakeinim and Yishiko Yispihu Kibayim V'decha B'yayim. Don't be busy. Be waiting for Shabbos Kodesh. Be waiting for Shabbos Kodesh. And I think this is one of the reasons why we don't have a feeling for Shabbos. Because if Tati Mami comes and we're not ready for them, and they're insulted, So they have other places to go for Shabbos. They don't have to be it. And maybe Hashem comes to our houses and finds us last minute preparations. We're not prepared for Shabbos. We're not waiting for Shabbos. We don't appreciate Shabbos. We don't love. So Hashem says, you know, Hashem has plenty of places to be. At the halach is Kabbalah Shabbos, the moment of Kabbalah Shabbos. It's a beautiful, beautiful moment. It's a moment Yishokeinim in Hashikas Pi, when every Jewish child gets a kiss from Hashem Yisborach. And that's a moment when our children, some of us, you know, the children running around, take them with you, sit them down next to either the father on shul or the mother about Lukas Neiris, sit them down next to you, tell them about Shabbos, tell them a story of a tzaddik. This is beautiful, beautiful moments. The truth is Shabbos morning is greater than Shabbos night. But the excitement of the first Shalom Aleichem. And Shabbos is personal. Now let me tell you everybody's saying, if you forget to shine your shoes in Shabbos, maybe I should say if I forget to shine my shoes in Shabbos, it happens more often. But if you or I forget to shine your shoes in Shabbos, now, again, it's very important to realize, if there's a mitzvah of shining your shoes in Shabbos, if there's a mitzvah of cleaning your house for Pesach, and chas v'sholem there's something which is not so correct on Pesach, it's an avera. Try to appreciate what I'm saying, but it's not an insult. But if you go to a chasana, and you go there with ugly shoes, or if you go there with a shmata dress, or if you go with a big stain, besides the fact that it's wrong, there's a chasen here, there's a chasen here. On Shabbos Kodesh, there's a chasen. That's the word of Shabbos. There's a chasen, there's Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. The day of Hashem. There's a chasen here. And when we shine our shoes for Shabbos, it's personal. When we buy a dress for Shabbos, we buy a new tie for Shabbos, we buy a new shtramo for Shabbos, a new hat for Shabbos. Like my father, thank my father, he learned about a bochber in Kamenitz. My father told me a meister, the bochber bought a hat. The bochber bought a hat. No, it's the whole story, the kids. The story goes that bochber had a hat for 25 years. And the hat was already, you know, it was just too much. They went to Varsha and they bought the bochber a hat. The bochber put on the hat and he said, Es kleidet mir. To translate it, does it look nice on me? Me ken sich treffen mit Menschen? Can I meet people with this? Ich darf sich treffen mit Reb Chaim Moshe. I have to meet Reb Chaim Moshe. The bochber put on a hat. So who did he put on a hat for? To walk in the street to strut like a rooster. I have to meet Reb Chaim Moshe. You have to meet the God Lador. That's what it means to buy a hat. Bochber bought a hat. Does anybody want to know what the end of the story of the hat is? I'm off the subject now, but I'll tell you the end of the story of the hat. The end of the story of the hat was that Bochber took the hat. My father was there, Zangazun, put on the chair, and started talking and learning. Thank you very much for the hat. He started talking and learning. He took a big roundabout, put it on the hat. Put a big gemara, put on the hat. The kid said the hat didn't. That's the end of the Bochber's hat. But when he bought the hat, he was very masking to have, Ich darf sich treffen mit Reb Chaim Moshe. I have to meet Reb Chaim Moshe. When we buy a Shabbos dress, we buy a Shabbos suit. It's hard to express, it's personal. We have to meet Hashem. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. Is Kledut Mir, is it nice on me? I have to meet Hashem. We prepare Shabbos Seudah, it's for Hashem. And Shabbos Kodesh is personal. That's what Shabbos is, the day of Hashem. That's all we have, just remember what Shabbos is. What do we do for Shabbos? Don't do anything. Just remember what Shabbos is. Just remember what Shabbos is. Zohar es yoim ha-Shabbos. And Hashem Yisbarach in his part will give us, if we remember Shabbos, will spill in us every bracha is there on Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh is me'ein ha-bracha, is mayan ha-bracha. Let's prepare for Shabbos and let us realize on Shabbos again, privacy. Privacy means just us and Hashem. Us and Hashem. The worst chilul Shabbos. Someone asked me, what's wrong with reading a newspaper on Shabbos? And the words that they asked him was, it's Arnik Shabbos, that's what I enjoy in Shabbos. So I said, imagine if you have guests for Shabbos. Imagine you have guests for Shabbos. Your parents come to you for Shabbos, and they're sitting around the table, and you're taking out, you're reading a newspaper. You're sitting in company. Hashem is at the table. This is not time for a newspaper. It's not time for a newspaper. It's not time for a magazine. Sit in Hashem's company. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is. Hashem's company. We have to receive Shabbos and prepare for Shabbos. And our Shabbos, in his part, Hashem is Baruch, will give us bracha, v'atzlocha, and all the brachas.
Sure, that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaya Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who are together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Kal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his Aliyas Neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the Aliyas Neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mendel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.